I know Election Day was several weeks ago, and I think almost all races have finally been declared. I'm sure there could be some in some places that are still going on with maybe for whatever reasons. Well, like this one that just wrapped up, I saw earlier this week from New Hampshire. It was a state house race in New Hampshire. And this is just a prime example of what continues to frustrate me and makes me scratch my head. Here, I'll do it right now. See, scratching my head. Of how we, in this day and age, still cannot, more often than not it seems, do a proper count of votes. And I'm not suggesting any fraud. Mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting any kind of conspiracy. Although, don't talk to me about that, because I believe in some cases there is some fraud that happens, but that's another story. But this is just one of those recounts. And how often do you hear these stories, when a recount is done, that there are some vote totals that change? And it happens all over the place. And again, I'm talking, but my question is always the same. How does that happen in this day and age? How is mm-hmm. it continually possible? And in this case, it changed a race. And I'm not even going to get into the parties that were represented, because it's not about the political parties. It's for any person in a political party. So you had a candidate that was declared the winner in this New Hampshire state race on Election Day. It was declared the winner by 23 votes. Close enough?
Very close.
That they did
Very
a recount. Close. And when the recount was done, the losing candidate ended up winning by one vote. It reversed the race for the political parties, which could have significance when it comes to power. But again, to me, that's the side story. The fact that here's another example. In this case, it was a
win by one vote, though.
Yeah, so 24 votes were counted wrong.
That seems significant.
For me, one vote counted wrong is significant. Just to think that in this day and age, and this happens more often than not, it seems, when recounts happen, and not all of them change a race outcome, which is why sometimes I don't think they get the attention that they deserve. But this, I just...
Changed by one vote,
by
though.
One vote. But how...
What it makes me think of is, you know, people... There are so many people who are so meticulous about their checkbook. They balance it to the penny.
Yes.
And so now this vote with the 24 vote difference, will they go back and count it again to make sure that one vote was correct?
You know, I mean, they should.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and put some put some representatives and everyone. Like I said, it just it amazes me that in this day and age that this kind of thing still happens, that kind of a vote. And in this case, first of all, I mean, imagine if there wasn't a recount done. Maybe the losing candidate was gracious, like, 23 votes, but it's okay. I lost.
You won. Yeah. You won fair and square, that kind of thing.
They never would have known.
Never would have known.
And of course, in this case, the candidate that thought they were the winner now ends up losing. You got to wonder what they're thinking, too. It's like, well, wait a second.
Where did those 24 votes come from?
And as you said, if it changed once, can it change again? Let's do another. I mean... And this is what causes some people to think fraud or conspiracy. And I'm not even suggesting that, because it happens a lot of times in the innocent ways that, and I still wonder, as meticulous as we try to be, as professional as we try to be, I mean, try and do this as a professional accountant. Hey, you CPAs, you tell me what would happen if you were doing a books for a company and didn't balance. What trouble would you be in if you couldn't find the reason why and you just kind of made a balance in the first, you know, that wouldn't happen.
Sure.
You know, you'd be doing, as you said, you'd be checking, you'd be crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's and looking for every single last penny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why.
And now they'll be looking for every single last vote.
And this is why I think sometimes we need to go, you know how in some other countries in the world who are not finding the right to vote, the privilege, the preciousness of it, is that we do that sometimes we, dare I say, in some cases you think we take it for granted because our vote totals are low, although they've picked up in the last couple of campaigns. But in some of these other countries, you see people standing in lines because, it's, my gosh, they have a chance to vote. And sometimes they like dip their finger in ink to
be
prove
able
they
to
voted.
Put an X or whatever.
And then they're hand counting. Mm-hmm. Do we need to do that? Do we need to get everyone to signify that they did the vote? And then when the vote is cast into the ballot box with a piece of paper, you've got people, attorneys, I don't know, representing all sides, that everyone can look and say, yeah, vote for you. Vote for you. Vote for you. Where?
So often, though, they have we have so many different things on the ballot that it, I think that's... We wouldn't be able to do a vote for you and a vote for you just because we have
so much.
The last ballots, holy cow.
Yeah.
The length of them. And then they were both sides. Sometimes we get so many things on there, it would be they'd be counting for days if they did that.
Which is why we rely on technology. And we know technology fails.
Technology fails.
So that's why people sometimes get concerned about trying to do the absentee ballots and things like that, or trying to do electronic vote.
And I think, too, the other part of that is the volunteers, and they are volunteers who help out with the vote counting and the and all of the balloting. Those people, they're volunteers, and they're from the local communities, and so they're not professional CPAs, and they're not professionals who do that for a living. So people are fallible as well.
But, yeah.
You know.
Well, like I said, it's just an example, and just did.
You know, it would be frustrating.
Here's what we need to do. Somebody call up Sesame Street. We need the count.
We need the count.
We need it because he got every number right. He was a good guy with numbers. Somebody call the count. Make him the director of elections.
He's taught so many of us how to count.
Yeah. Well, apparently he still needs to do some teaching.
Yeah. He hasn't taught many people how to add, but he can teach us how to count.